Hey guys, welcome everybody to New Ones at Noon. I'm pumped to be here, and I'm pumped that you're here too. It is officially our 30th episode of New Ones at Noon. What? That's awesome. It gives me something to break up the week. And hey, if you are listening to this on Dropout Radio, that means it is most certainly noon, and maybe even a Monday. Whatever day it is, head on over to independentmusicvideoawards.com and check out the finalists for the Canadian Independent Music Video Awards. You can check out each genre category and vote for your favorite finalist. Voting is open until the end of January, and details are on the website if you want to check those out. Kid Koala is a Canadian producer, DJ, turntable, scratch artist based out of Montreal, Quebec. If you've been around the Canadian electronic music scene for a while, and I mean really, who hasn't? You've probably heard of Kid Koala, also known by his regular human name, Eric San. San started his music career all the way back in 1994, releasing mixes around his college campus. He released his first mixtape under the Kid Koala moniker in 1996. It was called Scratch-a-cha-cha-chach, I think. I think that's how to pronounce it. That one was limited to 500 physical copies. So if anyone out there has a copy of that guy, get in touch. I would love to just digitize that bad boy somehow and get a track or two on the station. Kid Koala has been creating art in what can very much be described as his own unique way since all the way back then. The artist has released graphic novels to go along with his music. He's released music to go along with graphic novels. The guy is basically a genius. To get a sense of how important this artist's work is, San has collaborated with artists including Gorillaz, Deltron 3030, and he's open for artists including Radiohead, The Beastie Boys, Arcade Fire, and A Tribe Called Quest. Kid Koala has an exceptional catalog, and it's absolutely worth checking out and getting obsessed with. This is the newest track from Kid Koala. It was dropped at the tail end of last year, and it is called Future Vibes. That was Future Vibes by Kid Koala. I don't know what to expect from the future anymore. I don't even want to guess at this point. Bad Breed is a Toronto-based band formed in 2014. The band started out as a hard-edged combination of punk rock and 60s R&B. The band is often referred to as a collective due to the sort of revolving door bandmate and collaborator situation that's going on. Over time, frontman and Bad Breed creative lead Mike Gribben has evolved the Bad Breed sound with help of his collaborators, of course. Currently, the group consists of Gribben himself, Catherine Marilyn Wilson, Mark Hundevad, Oscar Tang, Malin Ortega, and Bryce Scott. This, the newest iteration of the band, released their new album in 2020, and it is called Ferocious Love. Gribben describes the album as a, quote, visceral journey from personal tragedy to embracing love and joy, end quote. Charting the most pivotal year of the singer's life, the album begins with him facing the death of his best friend and partner of many years, and then charts his gradual emergence from an extended period of depression to accepting love and joy back into his life. I sat down with Gribben to chat about Bad Breed's new album, Ferocious Love. Everybody, I'm here with Mike from Bad Breed. How are you today, Mike?
I'm good, thanks, man. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. You're dialing in from Toronto, right?
I am. I'm actually at right behind the rehearsal factory, which is the place that we rehearse at. Well, you know, when we're able to rehearse, where we rehearse at. And that's where... and that's where the drums are that I practice on every day. So yeah, I'm just sitting behind the rehearsal studio.
How would you describe Bad Breed? Is it a band? Is it a collective?
Well, I mean, it is a collective in the sense that it's got a sort of shifting cast of characters and different projects. Like each of the albums that we've put out has had different musicians. There are some constants. I mean, I'm a constant, you know, and it really is a project that's based on heavy duty collaboration. All of the lyrics are kind of done by me, and I'm just one of the vocalists. Luckily, we've got, you know, we've got at this point a couple other people who can do some of the really heavy lifting with vocals, but myself and Maylin, who is our bass player, /vocalist/ she plays keys on the albums and things like that. We're the sort of nucleus of the band, and right now we've just got a couple of new people, a new vocalist named Katia, who's awesome, and a new piano player named Denzel. And so we're constantly changing and evolving.
Nice, that's awesome. How would you describe Bad Breed's music?
Well, we are. You know, the record that we put out in the middle of pandemic of 2020
Ferocious Love.
That one's heavily influenced by music that's, you know, that myself and Maylin and the people who played on that album are really into. So soul music, R&B, funk and rock, and yeah, so we just try to, you know, I guess what everybody does, right? You take the things that you love and hopefully you try to create something that sounds like you, but with nods to things that you really love.
Right on. As you mentioned, you guys were released Ferocious Love June or July last year of 2020.
It was July, yeah, July. Of 2020.
What was the, can you tell me about the experience of promoting an album during 2020?
Well, it was, yeah, I mean, a lot of this, right? A lot of Zoom, a lot of phone calls, you know, we were lucky enough to do lots of interviews and promotion. And so maybe it wasn't so different, right? You know, because when you're talking to people who are in different cities or different countries, you know, you use your phone, right? So it was difficult to. It had its challenges because of the whole live factor wasn't there, right? I think, right, just we had played our last live performance in March. We played the Saturday before the official lockdown started. So whatever that date was a year ago. And I felt like, you know, we were just starting to hit a really good stride. We'd had a really good run of shows. And I think if that could have continued, you know, it would have been a different experience promoting this record. However, you know, luckily, as you and I are doing right now, we all have a device in our pockets that we can use to promote ourselves. So it had its challenges.
For sure. Speaking of that, you guys did some live streams in the past year. How was that experience promoting or like performing without an audience?
It was really cool in a sense because we did it so differently, because live, you know, the band that we were using live was big, right? We had four vocalists, a guitar player, bass player, two people playing, one synth, one keyboard, drummer. Sometimes we'd have vibes on stage. So, I mean, that was like a huge just explosion, you know, that was, it had its, you know, was like a, you know, a lightning bolt, in my opinion, when we were playing, when we had the opportunity to play clubs. So when we were doing this stuff live, we were going to Maylin's place, and she's got her, you know, her home set up almost, you know, it can be a recording studio, it can, we can do live things there. We sort of, it's great because you can sort of move her furniture all over the place and set up, you know, new visual, you know, arrangements. So she's got a piano at her place. So we just reimagined our songs and did them and really leaned heavily on vocals and piano. And then sometimes we bring bass in and things like that. But it was cool to see what we could do with the songs, you know?
Yeah, very cool, very cool. How was that experience? Kind of like, did you guys rewrite them beforehand? Did you guys just experiment on the fly?
Yeah, we would get together. Maylin usually had an idea, piano wise. She would have kind of done some work in advance. She'd rework some stuff, and we'd get in and, you know, and we'd talk about it. And again, we would change up the vocals. You know, what we were doing on the records weren't necessarily, or on the record wasn't necessarily what we were doing for those streams. You know, we'd have different people do different parts. And luckily, I'm surrounded by some really, really strong voices. So it's really cool. Like, that part was really cool.
What is next for Bad Breed?
Well, again, we've got, you know, some new people that we're working with. So we've got, you know, again, I mentioned we've got a piano player named Denzel, and he's like a musical prodigy. So we're right now, you know, we've been experimenting with him, reworking some of the songs off the record to put them in almost, I mean, he's very, very heavily influenced by classical music. It's interesting. He's a young man, but he's very into like Chopin. And rather than, you know, I mean, he's also into stuff that people his age are, like video games, etc. However, musically, he's just got a whole other point of view. So we've been reworking songs with him, and we've posted a couple of things like that, you know, and that's amazing. Again, we're in this big lockdown right now, so once we're not, it'll be great to start working on new music, as well as just kind of retooling the band to fit in the new members. And then when we're able to perform live, I guess like every other band in the world, will be thrilled, you know? I mean, I keep thinking about that first day when we step back on stage. I mean, I imagine that at least some of us, including me, will be, you know, holding back some tears and just, you know, to get back in touch with the sort of the joy of being able to perform and connect with people.
Where can we find more about Bad Breed?
We're on Instagram, at Bad Breed Band. Badbreed.ca is our website. You know, we're on Facebook, etc. Instagram is the one that we are updating the most, etc. I will just mention, if you don't mind, if you do go to our website, badbreed.ca, we do have some copies of our latest record, Ferocious Love, that we pressed on vinyl. The reason I'm mentioning this is because rather than selling the record, we're not doing that. We're actually using it, we're giving it away in exchange for charitable donations to the charity of your choice, because as we all know, this is an unprecedented year. There are so many places that are floundering and need assistance, whether it's local businesses or, you know, organizations, etc. So we're using the vinyl as sort of an incentive and just saying, hey, if you know, feel so inclined, give $20 to the charity of your choice. Send us, just DM us or send us a, you know, a screenshot of the receipt, and we will ship you a copy of our record on vinyl at no cost anywhere in the world. So that's
awesome.
That's what we're doing with our stuff.
Very cool.
It seems like a thing to do at this time. It seems like something that, you know, who knows? Maybe we can. We have been involved in, you know, a number of people giving some money, and if we can help with that, then that's cool for us.
Very awesome. Very awesome. So we're going to listen to War With Myself. Can you tell me anything about that song? What do you want people to be thinking about the first time they hear it?
That was our first single from this record. It's the way the album opens. In my mind, I just wanted the person to, you know, hit play or put the needle on the record and for the song to explode out of the speakers. And War With Myself is just, is about the battles that a lot of us go through with our mental health, you know, and it's that, you know, it's kind of tracking my experience with, yeah, like, I mean, sometimes you are your own worst enemy and you're literally at war with yourself. But in the end, this was a song that was written about sort of coming out of a downturn for myself, but then rediscovering collaborating with other musicians and the power of music and the power of change. And in the end, it says, I went to war with myself, but now I'm rhythm bound. And, you know, and to me, that's just, you know, it starts with the trauma and ends with the joy of collaboration and music.
Everybody out there, Mike Gribben from Bad Breed, thank you so much, Mike, for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much. It was really nice to speak to you.
Anytime. Let us know. Let us know when you've got new stuff coming out. Happy to have you back on the show. And in the meantime, this is War With Myself. This is Bad Breed. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
It's the wind whip rain beating down my bound. I'm rhythm bound.
I'm rhythm bound.
I'm rhythm bound.
I'm rhythm bound.
I'm rhythm bound.
I'm rhythm bound.
Thank you so much again, Mike, for sitting down and chatting with me about Bad Breed. Montreal rock band Grand Splendid is set to release their debut full-length album later this year. In the meantime, the band has dropped a new single in anticipation of that new album. The single is called You're the Universe. Grand Splendid frontman Julian Butchbinder moved to Canada in 2002. He, along with his fellow bandmates Alex Pilla and Daniel Huppart, released the first Grand Splendid EP, it's called Numbers, in 2014. Interestingly enough, the band's name comes from, according to Butchbinder, a historical and notoriously beautiful theater in Buenos Aires. It's now a bookstore, actually. It's often cited as the world's most beautiful bookstore. You can Google it, go check it out. It's honestly really amazing. This is You Are the Universe by Grand Splendid.
Begin and starting to grow.
That was You Are the Universe by Grand Splendid. It's a beautiful song, and in an interview with Montreal Rocks, Butch Binder explained he wrote the song after his son was born, and his perspective on life changed. And I think that is pretty cool. So here's my question, sort of, to all you parents out there. How close is having children to, like, say, doing psychedelic drugs? Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Ben in Toronto and let me know, or send me an email at benjamin@dropoutentertainment.ca. I am your host, Ben in Toronto. This show is available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio, available online at dropoutentertainment.ca. You can also tune in to Dropout Radio on the MyTuner radio app. This show is also available as the New Music Mondays podcast, and you can subscribe to that on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get awesome podcasts. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. Voting for the finalists of the Canadian Independent Music Video Awards contest is open, so go check out those finalists and get your votes in for your favorite. You can check that out at independentmusicvideoawards.com. Now back to 100% real Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.